Hi, RDI Diamonds. This is Tom.
Hey, Tom. This is John from Moses Diamond Showcase in South Carolina. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, John?
Good, good, good. Usually, Crystal is the lady that helps me, but for some reason, I lost her information. Can you help me with finding a diamond?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know what? You could probably lose her information permanently. She's no longer with us. So.
Oh, okay. hold on one second.
Look under Bryant. Look under Sean Bryant on that same grouping.
Okay, well, that's okay that I didn't lose her number because she's not with y'all anymore. Do I have a specific person I need to talk to, or can you help me out?
No. I'd be happy to help you out, John.
Okay, so I got a customer looking for a natural, oval shape, 1 carat. He would love DVS1, but would look at an E or an F or anything around that grouping. I have the best I have here on site is a GVS2, so that's not going to work for him.
Okay, and he wants to be at least 1 carat?
Yes, sir, right at 1, anywhere around there. Can't be a 99. I've already asked him for 98.
Okay.
And we're in Columbia, South Carolina. Actually, this location is in Chapin. My other store is in Lexington, and he's coming out of Greenville, a couple hours north of us. So I sold his brother, and brother's been trying to get him to come down here now for a couple months, and finally he's wore him out and told him that, listen, this guy can find you some stuff. So
you're the
but
man
he's only
you're
given
the man
me
I like it.
I guess so, but the problem is he said, hey, I can be there at 10 in the morning. I said, well, okay, let me call a couple people because I don't have exactly what you want, but I can find it. You
perfect
know.
Well, I'll have this to you in the morning. So I have a 101. It's an EVS1 GIA. That's a nice 1.35 to 1 ratio. Make is great. Excellent polish. Excellent symmetry. Slight fluorescence for $4,400 per carat. So the net on it is
$4,444. Fluorescence probably ain't gonna affect it with it being E.
Not at all. It's faint fluorescence, John. It doesn't. I mean, we don't buy diamond. I mean, even the diamonds that we have that have medium to strong, hardly ever are they milky or hazy because we're not in the business of sitting on these diamonds ourselves. So,
I like it.
Plenty of brilliance for sure.
That looks good to me. Could you ship me that one? Do you have anything else to give them an option? Like I said, I've got a GVS2.
Yeah, if you want.
Even if it was a little more or even a little nicer, either way.
I have one that's higher in the clarity, which is a little bit of a longer look as well. It's a 1 carat. It's an F-color VDS1 GIA rated. This is $5,250 for the diamond. And now this one measures 8.2 by 5.7 millimeters, so I have a little bit of a bigger stretch versus the other one. I'd be happy to throw that one in too.
Yeah, let's do that. I mean, $800 difference. I know he's going to do some sort of mounting with a couple side diamonds, and I could probably figure out a way. He didn't give me a budget. I'm not, like I said, I've sold my mom too, so I've sold 2 out of the 3. Yeah, let's do that. Now, okay, do you have our Chapin address? You probably don't, or do you, when you look up Mosley's Diamond, is it probably under my, how do y'all do it? Is it our telephone number?
I like to have your account pulled up, John. Let me just check it out here.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Because I don't know if I've had you ship to our new Chapin address. We bought a new place and revamped it.
Nice.
Yeah, we're trying. It's something that Dad and my brother wanted to do. I was not in favor, but I'm glad we're here.
Really?
I'm not big into getting into more debt, but, you know, they're the ones, the forward thinkers, and I'm the one that just sits back and says, hey, we're fine right here in a little strip mall. Nope. Can't stay there and just pay rent anymore. So.
Sometimes you got to get a little uncomfortable, I guess.
Yep, and I am definitely uncomfortable. So. But.
I'm kind of like you in a way, a little bit more. I'm good where I am.
Yep, that's how I am. But hey, whatever. Listen, I'm just one part of it, and my brother, they do very well in the Lexington location, and my dad, this was kind of a idea. It's just our hometown, so it's like, all right, let's do it. Why not?
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I don't have that one on file. I'm just seeing your Broad River Road address.
1632 Broad River. Okay.
Yeah, 1632.
Can I?
What I'll do is. I was going to say, if you could do me a favor, John, I'll send you over our new address form.
Okay.
And you could just basically, it'll ask like change of address, and you could just write on, second location, new address, and then I'll send it over to my shipping department and credit department, just so they want to make sure that we have a new address that you guys are okay sending to.
That'll be great. You have my email at john@mostlydiamond.com.
I have that one. Yep. Mhm.
Perfect. Go ahead and ship that through. I'm just working on payroll while we're doing this, and I will send them both at the same time.
Yeah, let me give you my email, John, to return to, because I think it may be shot out under Crystal's old email. I'm thinking about it, just so you can get it back to me directly. So my email is tmarcucci, MarCucci, @rddiamonds.com.
Diamonds with an S on the end, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. T. Marcucci's, or that's TMARCUCCI @RDIDiamonds with an S on the end .com. Perfect. And what's your extension, Tom?
My extension is 125.
125. Do you ever like to do text, or is call a
better? You can take down my cell number too, John.
Go ahead.
It's 585.
585-414-8264. All right. 8264. Okay. I'll just let you know, I'm not big in buying stock right now with this new location. Crystal did a great job. She always tried to get me to do stock and wanted us to come up there and do all that fun stuff. We will eventually, but if you got stuff, you can always send it to me, and I'll get my brother. I'll let him know that I'll text you and tell you, my number is either 6228787 or 803, but when I get all this stuff done, get Jeremy back involved because, we need to make sure, because I hadn't texted her, and I lost my phone. It's been probably 6 weeks now. I've been trying to get it all back together. So anyways, we'll get it back up, and I'll make sure we add you to it, and we'll get some business going on.
All right, excellent. Yeah, I'd love to build a working relationship with you, John. I've been with RDI Diamonds for 16 years now, so I'm one of the
best
here. So
there you go. That's awesome. You've been good. How's the weather up there in Rochester?
The sun's shining, so that's half the battle right there. A little chilly.
There you go. I gotcha. We're having our normal winter down here. It is 70, I think 75, and it's like, I can't complain, though.
Nice.
I was chainsaw on yesterday, and it's like, listen, I'm not going to complain about it, so.
You get out to any of the college games?
I would have loved, because we're big South Carolina down here, and we're right down, we got the store in Columbia is 15 minutes away from the stadium, and but this weekend, my brother-in-law wanted to go and take his family, my brother wanted to go, my mom got talked into it, so I backed out. I wish I would have gone, because it was a good one. We were able to squeak by Mizzou. So,
I know. Well, that's why I brought it up. I was watching a game on TV, and it looked like it was beautiful weather there.
It was. And my mom hadn't gone to a game, and I think she told me it's been like 10 years, maybe 11 years. It's just a lot. She's 78 now, and it's a lot of walking when you get up there. And anyways, there's a lot of, hoopla in it. But she had a ball, and they do a good light show for her, and so that was fun. And I tell you, the end of the day, we were watching the game, me and the wife, and she stormed out of the room. She said, "Dadgummit, Carolina's done it again." And I said, hold on, something's happened. We might win this one. And they pulled it out.
Yeah, that was an exciting game. I know. I didn't have much going on Saturday and was watching some college football, and that was one of the better ones.
Yeah, it was fun. Down here in the South, it's either Carolina or Clemson, and it doesn't matter at least for Carolina, because we had never been that good usually. If we could lose every game, but if we beat Clemson, it's like, oh my gosh, we've won the World Series or the whatever.
That's usually what, the final game of the season?
Yep, it's right around Thanksgiving. So,
mm-hmm.
But it's been nice for us this year. I mean, usually we laugh about Carolina because, like, we've had Lou Holtz and Steve Spurrier. We're like, so when coaches are ready to be buried and go out a loser, they just come to Carolina, finish off their their last few years, and we show them how to lose. But
right. Well, apparently alumni is willing to dish out the cash is what it's about.
Yeah. I know. Right now, I mean, with all that NIL money, it's crazy. My brother's big into it. I'm not as big, but we've got some parking spaces, so we go down there and have some fun usually. But yeah, it was good. Thanks for asking. I'm glad we won too.
Yeah. Hey, winning is always good. I'm sure it goes far in the community too, right? People have it in the town.
It does help out. My dad told me years ago, he said, stop putting out Go Cox on your billboard. I'm like, why? He goes, because you're cutting off half of our clients, so just don't say anything. I was like, you know what, Dad? I never thought about that. I just, you know, we're right here in Columbia, so you want to support the team. He goes, yeah, but you got a lot of Clemson fans down there, too. I said, you're right.
I wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought Columbia straight Gamecock country.
Mm-hmm. You would think, but I'm telling you, like, well, I got one employee, and he wears orange almost every other day, and I would say 50% of our, and I tell you, the fans, if you put something like that up there, they won't come back. They just won't shop with you. So I'm like, okay, we're not doing that anymore.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no reason to alienate customers.
No, we like Clemson money just as much. I have no problem with it. Yeah, like, this kid's coming from Greenville and not too far out of Clemson, so I'm happy about it.
Perfect.
Well, thanks,
lock him into one of these. Yeah, I will have him over to you for tomorrow, John. And if you could just
shoot
over the
address. I'll send you back that email in just a minute.
Perfect.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.